Absolutely.
Okay. Well, my last word, it's not really directed to either of you. It's something that we actually talked about beforehand, which is, I'll say that I think the oral argument by both sides was excellent. I think the briefing in general was excellent, with a huge exception. And the huge exception is, okay, precipitous judicial intervention, thermonuclear dimension, ubiquitous patent litigation, threatening markets, discrete and incidental patent infringement, making collateral casualties of consumer choice and natural market competition, and that's all in a single sentence in the first page of the blue brief.
Did we write that?
You wrote that. So it was, the sentence spans half the page, and it has got something like 18 adjectives and adverbs in it. That's a little bit of an exaggeration. But it's just, it isn't helpful. So I'll tell you, when I read the first page of your brief, I closed it and turned to theirs, because I thought, all this mudslinging and rhetoric, I don't want to read it. Problem was, sentence number one in the red brief, systematically copied Apple's innovative technology, deluging markets with infringing devices in a relentless effort to steal customers and usurp market share. Oh my goodness, I went back to the blue brief for that part and thought I'd give you a fair shot since you both did it. But it doesn't help. Your briefs are really good, and when I got into it, I really liked it. I don't know who drives the mudslinging, whether it's the lawyers or the client, but in any event, it turns off the judges. So I would, for whatever it's worth, I would tell you, you both did a great job apart from that, and I'd like to see less of it in the future.